Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for the Your Daily Prayer podcast. We hope these few moments of prayer and reflection are encouraging to you as you go about your day. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, just subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts. To find more prayers, devotional content, and blog posts, we would love for you to join us at ibelieve.com. A Prayer for God's Promises by James MacDonald. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died. More than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. Romans 8:31-34. God loves you. He is for you. Nothing will change his love for you. But he also longs for you to love him back. Not because he needs your love, but because he made you to be at your very best when you love him with everything you've got. The way the Lord values his relationship with you can't be appreciated until you realize how incredibly invested our God is in keeping his promises to you. How can we not be overwhelmed by the significance of Romans 8:32? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Once his plan was in motion to save sinners, God didn't hesitate to put his own son on the line to make that salvation a reality at great cost. Having given so much, God will surely never refuse to follow through on, in smaller ways, what he did perfectly and completely for us in Christ. His divine integrity is at stake. He doesn't make promises he won't keep. The character of the promiser is on the line in every promise he has made. If God couldn't or didn't keep his promises, both his goodness and his sovereignty would be in question. The promises in Psalm 23, green pastures, still waters, and the restoration of your soul, are all guaranteed for his name's sake. That means God keeps his promises because the fame of his name is at stake. Treating our own promises seriously highlights the powerful and precious nature of God's promises. He's the only promiser fully capable of carrying out everything he commits to do. He knew full well what it would cost to keep his promises to us, and he made them anyway. He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Lord, if all you had given me was your son as a perfect payment for a debt I could never pay, I could spend eternity expressing my thanks. But you have done and continue to do so much more. Your promises and faithfulness are new every morning and continue to amaze me. Thank you for revealing yourself as the ultimate promiser in whom I can completely trust. I claim your precious promises in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you.
Scripture and brain science agree. Meditating on God's Word transforms us and reduces stress in our lives. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week I give you space to hear God's Word, listen to the Spirit, and pray about what's on your heart. And then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.